Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham from OKMagazine.com is joining us. Donnie, are you there?
Hello. It is Wednesday. Oh my goodness, my favorite day of the week. I get to chat with you. Lucky for me, I get to see your smiling face, but the rest of us just get to hear your wonderful voice.
You are infectious, my friend. I love having you halfway through the week. We all do. Hey, let's jump into the show because we've got so much gossip. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
So Harry and Meghan are getting blasted for not sticking up for Princess Diana. So the couple are being blasted for actually sticking with their Netflix deal. In wake of some new photographs, images of Princess Diana, you'll remember the Duke and the Duchess of Sussex are working on a number of TV projects after they signed a multi-million dollar, multi-year deal with Netflix in September 2020. There are rumblings right now from royal sources alleging that they shouldn't be taking cash from Netflix because Netflix continues to make money of Princess Diana in their show, The Crown. So the reason this is bubbling up right now is a close friend of Princess Diana has just ended severed links with The Crown over the depiction of the late royal in the upcoming fifth season of the show. According to the Sunday Times, one of Diana's friends was asked to join The Crown by the creator, Peter Morgan, to help write scripts and cover the last years of Princess Diana's life before the tragic car crash in 1997. She started working on the project, hoping she could add some compassion, some real stories to this. However, she realized very quickly that this is not what she wanted to be doing, and the way that Diana is being depicted in The Crown is something she wants nothing to do with. What do you think about the friend? What do you think about Harry and Meghan, Donnie?
All right, well, I think I'm going to take an unpopular stance, and I'm going to stick with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle here, mm-hmm. because throughout Prince Harry's entire life, he said wonderful things about his mom, and he has only, you know, stood by her side to make sure that she has done well here. And I think, yes, maybe in this one incident, is it a little strange, a little odd? But this is how Meghan and Harry are making money post-royal life. What are they supposed to do? Sever ties? Then what do they have left? This is their future. And I think they have to think about Archie and Lilibet here. And maybe he's, you know, whispered her in the ear behind the scenes or something. I'm not sure on that part, but I'm going to stick with Harry here. Say it's okay.
I hear you. And Harry actually did tell James Corden that he has watched The Crown. And he said that he sort of doesn't mind it as much as he minds some of the headlines about his wife in London. I've watched The Crown. I've watched every season of it. I think there's things on there that can be a little upsetting, but it certainly isn't mean. It doesn't go after them in a really, really mean way. It portrays all of them as human beings. Even Charles, Camilla, Diana, the Queen too, are all portrayed as human beings. So I think if anything here, there are many, many other places, outlets, films that Harry would be more upset about than with The Crown. But it does bring us to our poll question of the day. Harry and Meghan are being blasted for not sticking up for Princess Diana by continuing to have their deal with Netflix. What do you think? Should they end their deal or should they carry on? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Oh, Pete Davidson. He's a little sneaky one here. Well, he completely sidestepped addressing his whole Kim Kardashian, these dating rumors going around. So he appeared on Late Night with Seth Meyers. I love Seth Meyers. He's fabulous. And of course, what's Seth going to ask him? Hello, I want to address something. Let's talk about you dating Kim Kardashian. I want to confirm if it's real or a rumor.
Yes.
Well, Pete, being sneaky, he's like, yeah, you know, I've been wanting to talk about this because... And Seth is like, yes, this is it. Tell me. Pete's like, there's a lot of people that I walk by. And then he goes, but it is true. I do have a show on Tubi coming out.
Oh, whoa.
He just sneakily...
Pete.
But I'm going to say, by him not addressing it, I think is addressing it.
I do too.
I do too.
They didn't mention him and Kim on Saturday Night Live on Saturday night. He was on SNL talking about Ariana Grande all the time. So clearly he's decided that whatever he did last time didn't work. I would say they were engaged and it didn't work out, Donnie. So maybe he's learned a lesson here. Maybe it's better to keep it out of the spotlight. Kim has said nothing about the relationship. He said nothing. They entered that private members club, Zero Bond, separately. So they're not flaunting it in our faces. Let's put it like this. They're not doing a Ben and a J-Lo. They're not going for walks in the park or Italy with hundreds of paparazzi. I think I like that they're trying to keep it a secret, although my insiders tell me that the reason he's not really talking about it is he doesn't know what to say. Yeah. They met, they flirted, they're not together. They didn't, should we say, seal the deal. You know what I mean by that. They flirted. They had a lovely couple of days in New York.
It's new.
She likes him. It's intriguing. She did not drag him back to her hotel. She did not spend the night in his apartment in Staten Island. So
ooh,
they're flirting.
Never.
They're having fun. Don't be mean to Staten Island. They're flirting. They're having fun. You know, when you start to see somebody, you're not quite dating yet. And you don't want to put a term on it. You don't want to be like, it's my boyfriend, it's my girlfriend. You don't want to scare them away. So I think Pete's like being reserved here deliberately, which is probably a good idea because nothing's really happening. The question will be what happens now. After 3 or 4 days flirting in New York, it was fun. She's back home now with the kids. Is he going to fly out to meet the kids, meet the
family? Is he ready to be a dad?
Is he ready to be a dad? Is she ready to introduce him? Is she coming back to New York with the kids and taking them to Staten Island to see Pete? I don't know. I think this one will probably... I'm not wishing this. I wish every relationship the best. But I think this one might just sort of flame out. I think it might just flame out. Maybe not. We'll keep you in the loop. So moving along, Travis Scott should have stopped performing, says the fire chief. So the Houston fire chief appeared on the Today Show where he said that Travis Scott should have stopped performing. So Travis is getting a lot of criticism for continuing to perform after it became clear to, I think, everybody that something was going wrong. The fire chief noted that in his opinion, quote, the artist has control of the crowd. Now there's going to be an investigation to see who's culpable here and see if Travis Scott is part of that problem. But I think we should say here out loud, when you see something going wrong, it doesn't matter if you're on stage in front of 50,000 people or on a subway, you've got to do something. Am I being crazy? What do you think, Donnie?
No, this is a very convoluted situation because there's a lot of different stuff coming out. And apparently there's video of him looking down on the crowd as they're being surging to the front, and he's kind of inciting it's really the violence. And it's just, it is hard because it's a show and it's a performer and that's what you're supposed to do, get the crowd amped. But how much is too far? It's a very scary, but definitely, and there's also reports that the fire chief and authorities came to him before the show and said, we have concerns, and he should have listened to those, or the concert promoter should have listened to those.
Yeah, if you're the boss, the number one priority you have is not putting on a great show or not selling the most sneakers in your store or being the best waiter in a restaurant. It's keeping people safe. As a boss, you've got to keep people safe. That's the number one priority. And I think that this is just outrageous. And if it does come to light that he knew what was going on, and I think he didn't carry on here, Donnie, for 2 or 3 minutes. 40 minutes later. You know, most of us are never going to be up on stage in front of 50,000 people, but we all are going to see something in our lives that is wrong. Be the person to stop it. Be the person to stop it. Okay, moving along, Donnie, what else are you working on?
It's a sweet story from Dwayne Johnson, his daughter's response when fans recognize him, which I'm sure is absolutely everywhere. I mean, he is the Rock.
How old is she? I think she's 5 years old.
She's 5 years old.
So you're starting to know at 5 years old. You're starting to know.
Well, it would be hard. It'd be literally the Rock. Anywhere he went, Starbucks or something, it's like, that's the Rock.
So, it's the Rock.
Yeah. He has a 5-year-old daughter, Jasmine, and a 3-year-old, Tiana.
Ooh.
And so to them, you got to remember, he's just dad. Yeah,
right.
So Dwayne was talking in an interview with Hoda Kotb, and he says, basically, Jasmine's catching on. What Jasmine will do is if she gets wind that someone is noticing me, we're at a park and kids are noticing or parents, she'll come up and she'll grab me and she'll go, "Dad, come on, they recognize you."
She's showing it off. I love that.
Which
she's
I like, find hilarious.
She's showing you off. I love it. It's so sweet. Gosh, it is interesting. Can you imagine having a famous parent, a famous friend? It must be wild. I have a few not famous parents, but I do have a few famous sort of friends, not close friends. And it is interesting when you go out with them and you see people stare at them. And I want to
introduce
them. It's a bit uncomfortable, but I make them uncomfortable too. Because I'm like, come over, take a picture. They won't mind. I know. I'm a nightmare. I'm like, and if they come over, like, will they take a picture? I'm like, of course they will.
Absolutely.
They're like, Roman. I know. And they're furious with it. This is adorable. And quickly before we go to break, Britney Spears is sharing a very cheeky photograph of herself. So she's posted a new picture pretty much of her bottom. So she took to Instagram to say the following. She was using a real camera in her room for the first time, and she set it up on a stand and she put a timer on it, and then she walked away and poof, there it took her picture before she jumped into bed, and she looks fantastic. This is going to be a tough week for Britney. There's a hearing to determine her conservatorship. It's going to be this week. She's been fighting it now, some would say for 13 years, but especially over the last several months. This is going to be a massive, massive week. And we should point out, Donnie, everybody thinks this is a given. It's not. This is not about her dad. This is not about anybody but Britney and her medical advisors. If the judge decides to ask the medical advisors for their opinion, that's what will determine whether or not Britney is so-called free. I just want to put a little bit of a hesitation in people's expectations, because I think a lot of people, my friends Donnie, some of yours, are expecting once the judge finally gets to hear this case, within minutes, it's over. It's not true, Donnie.
No, it's really not. It's sad. The sad reality is she could be under this conservatorship for the rest of her life. It's, I mean, it's just, that is an actual reality that people have to come to terms with. I think people are going to be outraged if on Friday, if the judge doesn't say, it's over, she's done, she's free.
It might not happen. I don't know. I think it's 50-50 here. Obviously, the judge knows what's going on in the court of public opinion. The judge knows we all want her free, but the judge should not listen to you or me or even the fans, Donnie. Or dare I say, not even listen completely to Britney. This is a medical decision, and we'll find out what happens this week. But fingers crossed that they make ultimately the right decision for Britney. And even if she is not free of her conservatorship, I think it's good news that her dad is gone, and now we can get a professional in there if she needs one to help her out. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Donnie Meacham. Hey, Donnie love, let's get to the polls.
Da-da-da-da-da.
such a show off, and I love it. Okay, so on yesterday's show, we talked about Kendall Jenner, who's getting slammed for changing a social media post that she put up from the Astro World Festival. The question was, should she have removed the post altogether? Should she just deleted it? Let's have a look. 79% said yes. Take down the post. I'm with the majority here. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Aww. Well, the nicest of the day is Alex Trebek's widow, because Ken Jennings, who returned back as to guest host this week, he kind of opened up about a special gift he received from her when he initially hosted the show shortly after his passing. And in the video, he goes, "I miss Alex a lot when I'm here." Talk about the set of Jeopardy. "I feel like he's probably in the building somewhere. It's hard not to talk about him in the present tense." And then he goes on to say that when he, the first day he came into guest host, just a few weeks after Alex had passed, was a really rough time, but he got there and producers gave him a little box of a gift from Alex's wife, Jean. And what she had given him was a pair of his cufflinks that he had worn on the show. I obviously did not know Alex or Jean personally, but all the stories you hear about these two people, they just seemed like just genuinely lovely people. And this story just warms my heart.
Decent people. Ken has been wearing those cufflinks while he has been hosting.
So sweet.
And next week it's an anniversary of the death. And Kenny's going to be hosting that show. And he said he can really feel the spirit of Mr. Trebek. It's a beautiful, beautiful story. And now, our naughtiest of the day, naughty, naughty, naughty. It's quite similar to our poll question. So now Khloe Kardashian is being criticized for posting sexy pictures amid this tragedy. So her sisters Kylie and Kendall were at the Astroworld Festival. Khloe wasn't there, but today Khloe decided to pop up pictures of her looking really, really sexy. People are furious about this. One person wrote, quote, tone deaf, shame on you. Another person wrote, people are watching you guys. I think we can pause for this week. After all, 8 people died. Why are you trying to sell us something? Now, the Kardashians are experts in selling us stuff. That's how they've made billions of dollars. This is not the moment, Donna. You must agree, yes?
I do agree, but I'm not. The Kardashians are the art of the disguise, and this is how they change the narrative to get away from. Because Travis Scott is Kylie Jenner's baby daddy. They are linked. It's her boyfriend. They are associated.
Links. There are new stories out right now that the new season of their show on Hulu, his plot line, his storyline, is going to be cut out. So I think that's probably appropriate, too. For the first time in a long time, the Kardashians have been dragged into something really, really, really awful. And I think that they've got to have a different plan this time. 8 people died, Donnie. 8 people died. Hey, let's have a moment of Rob to end the show off. So most people think acceptance is being totally honest with yourself about everything that you are. However, it's also about being totally honest with yourself about everything you are not. You've got to acknowledge who you are, who you are not, and once you get comfortable with both, then you will find happiness.
It is very hard. I'm actually finding hard words to say because nobody wants to go in and say, this is what's, you know, I'm not good at. This is what's so hard to be able to come to terms with that, I think would be groundbreaking. And I'm not sure if I've even come to terms with that yet.
It's hard. I came to terms with the fact that I'm not a very good trumpet player. I play the trumpet, but I'm not very good. And as a child, I didn't believe it. I thought I was great because everyone's like, oh, he sounds great. But I'm never going to be at the New York Philharmonic. Now, once I realized that, playing the trumpet became a hobby. It's something I enjoy to do. I can still play my trumpet. I'm not very good, but I can play a tune or two for fun. But once you acknowledge that you're never going to be the next Chris Botti, once I acknowledge I'm never going to be the next Justin Bieber, once I acknowledge I'm never going to be the next Jimmy Fallon, life got better. You've got to be able to acknowledge who you are not, as well as who you are. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donny Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, let me hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip it.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!